Hey guys, welcome back to an all new episode of the Face Rocker Podcast, the official Rocket Jump Podcast. I'm your host, Benji Dolly, and today's episode number 97. That's right, he's back. Logan Olsen is back in the building. You've asked for it. He's finally here. We find out what he does for a living. He actually has something he helped create is on the shelves this holiday season. It's one of the coolest new gadgets slash gifts slash toys. I don't know what you call it. It's for all ages. I think it's really rad. You're going to learn more about it here in the podcast. It's pretty cool stuff. And we also dive into some other stuff and what Logan's been up to. It was really nice having him back, and we think you guys will enjoy it. Other than that, really quickly, the finale this week at Rocket Jump is live. It's up today. Go check it out. Go watch it. It's fantastic. It's hilarious. Like usual, John Carman has just taken everything to a whole new level. It's a really fun video. We think you guys will enjoy it, so make sure you go check that out as well. Before we get going into the podcast, I just want to give a quick shout-out to today's podcast sponsor, Loot Crate. If you don't know what Loot Crate is, Loot Crate is a subscription box service that once a month will send you 6 to 8 items of pop culture, geek, nerd, gamer, collectibles, apparel, toys, comics, you name it. It's almost like Christmas once a month, and for less than $20 a month, they'll send you this bad boy. And you get to open it. It's almost like a brand new stocking. Every month is fantastic. For less than $20 a month, and right now they're hooking you up. If you go to lootcrate.com/facerocker, use the promo code FACERocker, you'll get $3 off your subscription. So it's a great deal, and we hope you guys check them out. We appreciate them supporting the podcast. So until then, enjoy the show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another Face Rocker podcast. This one, number 97, and a very special, momentous one at that, because joining us to my right is
Logan Olsen.
Oh boy, he's back!
You're back.
Hey guys,
he's back, everybody.
We missed you.
I missed you guys too.
How long has it been, Logan?
Over a year.
Is it really?
Yeah, I don't know how many podcasts have occurred.
About 50,
since the last
probably.
50.
Maybe we do it every week.
Holy smokes.
50 yeah. Mediocre podcasts.
Yeah, oh my, well, hopefully we can kick this one up a notch.
Well, that's the goal. People have been clamoring for your return, both abroad and on the comments. So here he is, ladies and gentlemen. And also, I think a very special one, because for the first time, finally, we can talk about your job. In fact, that's part of why... Well, okay,
within reason, like, we can talk about my job. We can certainly talk about what has been released
from your
workplace.
Now, here's the big thing, is that I think people have assumed that you're basically a beach bum, more or less.
Which I think was great. I think that's a great conceit for me. But
that you're just like some like homeless guy friend that we had from college who can't come by and just rock.
I just sleep on the couch of Rocket Jump. I'd saunter in. But no, I was actively employed.
So what? To answer the question that's on half the people's minds, maybe, what did you do and what are you doing here?
So I still actively do what I did, but I actually, it's kind of a hard question. But somebody asked me the other day, like, what do I do for a living? Oh, look, it's Matt through the glass. Is he gonna come in and say hello?
He may walk.
Matt's in the glass.
How's it going, dude?
Hi, Matt.
How you doing?
You're
the Logan cast. Too late. Too late for that. Because you just.
It's okay.
I'm but one of many. Do you want to sit on my lap, dude?
No, I'm gonna give you a hug.
Oh boy.
Those of you not watching and listening, Matt Arnold just walked in. He's finishing. He's finishing an interview for Rocket Jump the show. He's very busy, very hard at work.
Matt, get out! You've already interrupted this podcast. Well. Get out! It's on your calendar. Oh, good boy! Great audio, everybody. Just killer audio. Thanks again for listening. Thanks for sticking with us all this time. All right, sorry, Logan. What were you saying? What did you do?
Somebody asked me what I do the other day, and my standard answer now is I dink around in the corner. Is actually
dink around
in the corner is my
dink
official
always
job.
Make it back on.
That sounds worse than I can't really talk about it.
Yeah, no, it's, I guess it's a little worse. But really, no, I literally just kind of like fool around in a corner at work.
That's
and just kind of like
awful to say that.
Yeah, it sounds worse every time I say it.
A dink around
with
in a
toys.
Corner.
I just fool around with toys.
Oh, God, that's so bad.
Work.
Can you not say where you work?
Oh, my goodness. No, I can't. I work at Disney.
Boom.
There we go.
Yeah, so when I say I fool around with toys at work for Disney, it suddenly sounds
it's okay. Suddenly it's okay. It's
by
all family friendly. It's not family friendly until the D word.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I should qualify, I'm here on my own accord, not representing the company whatsoever.
Okay. All right, that's fair.
Everything I say.
The views expressed are those of J. Logan Olson's and J. Logan Olson's alone.
Bingo. Right. So, actually, I'm a toy maker. I do toy R&D.
Okay.
Where nice. I come up with new toy ideas.
Awesome.
Is my job. And it's been my job for a long time.
You're like Adam Sandler in The Cobbler, only instead of wooden shoes, it's rad toys.
You know, I've never heard that comparison.
That's
I usually hear
the
big
worst.
With Tom Hanks. Oh, they're like, oh, you're like Tom Hanks with big. And
I'm going to stick with the
Cobbler and Sandler Cobbler.
Yeah. For anyone out there that knows what The Cobbler is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, real quick, when you were growing up, Was this the goal? Was this the dream, man?
No. I wanted to be a fighter pilot.
So how did That's you right, get here yeah. from fighter pilot, Logan Olson,
to Dinkin in the corner,
to Dinkin in the corner,
to Disney Dinker,
Disney Dinker over here?
Oh, God.
That sounds like a bandit.
It sounds terrible. The Disney
we
Dinker.
We must capture the Disney,
Disney Dinker.
Dinker.
No, I was gonna be a fighter pilot, and then
oh, by the way, like you're saying that as if this was an assured thing.
It was a done deal.
You were on the road to being a fighter pilot.
You know, I was touring Top Gun, and I was about to step into the fighter pilot cockpit.
Okay, no, I didn't know this. At what age?
What? Yeah. Oh man, no, I was super into Top Gun. You knew that.
Well, that makes sense.
I knew
you
love the air show so much.
Yeah, yeah.
Is
no,
that
I
where
love,
it started.
I love Top Gun, and actually, to be fair, what my mom really said, you're gonna give me a hard time about this, is I wanted to be the first fighter pilot hairdresser.
What?
Yes, I knew you.
What?
What?
And that's
mom,
incredible.
My mom softened the blow by being, he wanted to be a fire pilot barber. And I'm like,
barber.
Thanks, Mom. I
no,
appreciate
Mom.
It.
No, Mom, hairdresser.
Hairdresser. I'm not some being barber.
It's called barber, son.
Wait, why? Okay, I understand your love of Top Gun.
I sincerely have no idea. I don't have a single clue.
Yeah, but the hairdresser part?
I'm going completely off my mom's word. I don't remember this.
Okay.
I certainly wasn't watching, like, Don't Mess with the Zohan or anything.
You're trying to, like, well, a hairdresser movie.
Zohan is just
anyways,
so cool,
I wanted to do
Mom.
That stuff, and then I turned into an art kid where I realized I wanted to make Top Gun, not fly.
And how did that happen?
I went to high school and joined the art club, I guess.
Okay.
God, I
art
club, imagine.
Art club, president of the art club, so you know, big old nerd.
President of art club, and you just fell in love with.
No, and then I went to film school, which
real
is
quick,
how I know all you nerds.
That's not a fucking
went,
club.
Went to film
I know,
school.
Okay, but let
art
me ask
club.
You, but hold on, because
art club where we make the art for like the sets.
They make the art.
Oh,
for
okay,
sets.
Okay. No, I just
no,
imagine
I that.
Okay,
means.
It just seems like
okay,
a
but you're skipping steps here, Logan. How do you? When did you decide or realize that you couldn't be a fighter pilot, or were you in?
No,
film school.
Oh, no, this is actually interesting. So I met the head of admissions of Annapolis Naval Academy, which is like the Navy.
Oh,
yeah, right?
Yeah.
Totally was like sending me like the brochures and everything. Mind you, I'm like 10. And,
that's awesome.
And when I was 11, he actually died. And I was like, well, there goes that. And there you go.
And that was the end of the dream.
That's
the
most
end of the dream.
So that was like arguably the most influential death in your life.
The dream
yeah. Well,
died
then you're
the
12,
Admiral.
Like you're covered in acne, like you're fatting up. You're like, oh my god,
I'm
I guess
fat,
I'm
fat, pimple faced. I'll never fly a jet plane.
I guess it's film school for me.
Just like you guys. Like we all have been there.
Yep.
I'm sure
my story is
out
the
there.
Exact same.
Exactly. Yeah. But you know, it can turn out okay. You can end up dinking at Disney. And, or, you know.
So what's your
That's
latest?
That's going to be the title of this podcast, Dinking at Disney.
I hope not.
Now, he'll probably going to get in trouble for that.
I'm
right.
not
going to,
yeah.
So you're in film school. You're studying to be a filmmaker, right? Yeah. Which aspect of film specifically?
Oh, but you can't, like, direct. Everybody goes, oh, I'm a director. But really,
yeah.
I was like, I was doing a lot of editing and sound design.
Real quick,
Oh,
no, sorry. Continue. Go ahead.
We'll skip ahead. So that's actually how I met Freddie, which I'm sure we've covered. Out of
yeah, we've
desk.
Covered this.
Yeah.
Before
yeah.
we met Des, I want to talk about what you have in front of us. Your latest.
We'll get to that. It's
oh,
a long hour.
Oh God.
Stick
okay.
around, guys. And I actually got sick of film by the end of film school, so I ended up going to video games.
Was it the same as like in English when it's like you like reading, but then after a certain point you're like, you know what, having been forced to read, I hate reading now. Like I think a lot of people have that in high school.
No, I took a video game class and I was like, oh, this is awesome. I want to do this.
Okay.
I started programming all night, taught myself programming, and then I went to school for video games. But then I got sick of video games. So I got into virtual reality.
Did you go through the grad program?
But then I got, yeah.
And, Wait, really quick, I want to be clear to everybody here. You got into and got sick of virtual reality before the Oculus.
And then I got into theme parks. And then this actually started with the Imagineers at Disney.
Ah.
They actually were like, hey, guys, we want to do like the next generation of toys, like connected toys that are immersive, active, mm-hmm. and physical. And so they start with the Imagineers.
Because we got too many fatties out
now,
there.
I always thought getting a job at, getting a job at Disney was like entering some sort of secret society. Or do you just apply online like you would for any old
job? Yeah, you can totally apply for jobs at Disney just like a normal person. Yeah. I actually just want, I not making that, I wandered in to deliver a package and then I just got hired.
I was dropping
off a virtual reality headset and they're like, so what do you do? And I talked to them for a little while and then I started my first internship there.
Talked your way into a job. That's great.
Once they started talking to you, were you like, oh, maybe I can sweeten them up, and or are you just being yourself? And then after
I really wanted to do virtual reality stuff. But I didn't really think of it as like a job.
Hold on, that's because really cool. Because you were into and out of virtual reality, and the rest of the world is still in the honeymoon phase of it and about to enter the honeymoon phase of it, can you just, in like 30 seconds, the Logan Olson assessment of VR as a whole right now?
This is purely me talking, not representing Disney.
Not representing anybody, sure.
I think virtual reality will be a flash in the pan, but it'll become something real when it's augmented reality.
Ooh.
And here's why.
Okay, let's hear it.
With virtual reality, you have no visual perception, mm-hmm. and you have no perception of your environment.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of people we walked through VR. When you're talking about walking around, not sitting in a chair, mm-hmm. walking around, and they would just totally just like fall over to the side because they just couldn't.
Disorienting, right?
They're super disoriented. And there was always VR sickness. We never got around VR sickness.
Even, and you're saying at the highest levels of.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking like super professional grade stuff.
To
be fair, now that it's like entered like a consumer grade, it like accelerated the whole industry.
Of course, yeah.
Vastly,
as it normally does. But
we had excellent tracking. Mm-hmm. Just so you know, like VR can be separated into displays and tracking. Displays mm-hmm. being what you're seeing and tracking how I know where you're moving your head.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The displays have accelerated greatly. Tracking is still a huge issue. And specifically when you talk about tracking your body, like you can't stick up your hand and look at it. And a lot of these people, I think, are imagining virtual reality but not experiencing it. When we talk about people who actually experience virtual reality for more than a few hours, when it comes to like the idea of consumers just throwing on virtual reality headset, it's not quite there yet. But once you get to augmented reality where I can see my hands and walk around, I think you're talking about something
So a quick tangent on that I was just reading about. Have you seen the, the new F-35, the new helmets they have?
Oh, dude, like the 360 million, crazy helmets?
The million-dollar 360. It's like Iron Man's HUD, mm-hmm. yeah. augmented reality. You can see, and it's got this really red HUD. It's a million-dollar helmet. It's insane.
My thought was also augmented reality because I don't think you ever get past. It's just like, why? Let reality do some work for you.
Well, it feels like virtual reality will eventually become a subset of augmented reality.
Yeah.
Straight
from the man himself, ladies and gentlemen. He's calling the shot.
For the other goofs like me out there, explain to me the difference.
Virtual reality is your entire environment's virtual, like Lawnmower Man.
Yes.
Augmented.
Oh, Job. My boy Job.
Yeah.
Love my boy Job.
Cyber Christ. augmented reality is where you're inserting digital elements. So like people, HoloLens, Magic Leap, Minority Report, that sort of thing where you're seeing like floaty things.
Gotcha.
That's augmented reality.
Okay.
But, you know, honestly, I sometimes think people when they think virtual reality, they're
thinking virtual reality a little bit. They're thinking at least holodeck where they see their own body,
yeah.
which is not really where it's at. So anyways, got into virtual reality, did that whole thing before the Oculus thing took off.
Dude, you're the ultimate tech hipster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did it before it was cool. Yeah.
Did it before it was cool, and then it was lame before it was even a thing.
A thing.
And yeah, I can't afford rent because of it. And then I got into toys, where we developed this Playmation powered by Disney system. And so we have the Repulsor Blaster here, which is Iron Man's Repulsor Blaster.
Okay. Which I was telling Logan when he showed up, I thought it was really cool, because I went to Toys R Us today to go pick up, and he told me that he had stuff he was bringing over. But Toys R Us has it, and I thought that was one of the coolest things. Somebody I know, like they had an entire wall just for this toy,
and this is available now.
This is one of the coolest Disney's things ever.
This is Playmation powered by Disney, and this is the starter pack.
And this is available now.
Marvel this is available right now. Pack. If please buy it.
Yeah. give us the pitch.
I'm not
pitch
so us, cool. I can't
reason,
ask you to
we
buy
to do
something.
This, and this works out perfect because I think it might have been the last time you were here. If it was a year ago, that was when we were talking about the best Christmas toys.
Oh,
that's
totally,
the Mippy Moo came
let's
up.
Let's not make any illusions here. I was like, "Yo, Freddie, can I come on the cast and push my shit?"
Well, I mean, but is, I mean, like, just be honest. It looks, I mean, I heard you boot it up from down the hall, and it sounded like one of the coolest things I've ever
heard. Yeah, so what I thought would be fun, although I don't know how well this can play on audio, so maybe it's a video-only thing if you guys can make them separate, is show you guys off the repulsor blaster with the power activators, which are the things to the sides, which I activate enemies.
Okay.
And then I actually just rebooted. We also have Hulk hands here. I'll show you the Hulk hands.
If you didn't have the props here, Logan, how would you pitch the Playmation?
So Playmation is active, immersive, physical play. So imagine all the play like you imagine you had in like the 70s and 60s where you're running around doing make-believe, and it honors that using Internet of Things technology. So these things actually communicate with one another using RF, using IR, and a combination of other technologies, and allow you to actually create an immersive play environment that's largely your imagination. So what's interesting is a lot of the team...
it's augmented reality.
Kind of in a way. Like, well, the big thing here, it's interesting. A lot of old VR guys... I wouldn't count myself as an old VR guy. I'd count myself as, like, barely missed at VR. they all got out of VR.
Really?
Yeah, and they all actually went either into ARGs or things like this. And so a lot of this got informed by a lot of VR... VR like styles and technology. So we have a lot of gesture tracking in here. Mm-hmm. It was all about getting the kids up and moving around so you can actually jump around to actually dodge your attacks, along with old school laser tag play. Like, I'm pretty sure when the first time I told Freddie about this and he saw it, he's like, kind of looks like a toy from the 80s, Logan. The idea is to take that 80s play style and amp it up for the next generation. So you can actually, this one I've been using for a while, so you can.
So it's got all your sweat and grime all over it.
Yeah, no, it's actually, it's kind of smells. But you can connect this to an app and actually download new missions over BLE. Sound files.
Sorry. What's BLE?
Bluetooth Low Energy. So BLE is like how a lot of your devices
interface
with your phone.
You don't get
to
just throw around shitty three-letter acronyms.
You know what?
Logan.
Sorry, I didn't know you didn't know what BLE was.
So just so you know, your phone can use Wi-Fi. It can use Bluetooth Classic, which is what your headset uses because of the bandwidth.
And most people don't like.
BLE, which is just starting to make it over the hill because it actually is supported by Apple. Like, it's funny.
It was a huge deal when Apple was like, okay, we're doing it now.
BLE.
Yeah.
So that we actually push all the content over BLE to your repulsor blaster, or it's called the Gamma Gear, but I just call it the Hulk hands. Uh-huh.
The Gamma Gear?
The Gamma Gear, dude. Because
There's a Gamma Pack.
I think one cool thing here is they did everything in world. Okay. So you're not Iron Man. You're a person who Iron Man needs help from, and so he actually built that repulsor. If you look at the side on it, it actually says Stark Industries on the repulsor blaster.
Oh, please!
So it's actually built by Stark Industries, and then these are the Gamma Gear gauntlets built by Bruce Banner with Tony Stark's help. And so you can actually team up and do a co-op mission.
Oh, it does. It says Avengers Labs on it.
Yeah, yeah. So when you download the app, it's like your intercom system. So everything here is completely in-world.
That's sweet. So you get recruited by the Avengers.
Absolutely.
Dude, that's rad.
So they're
that's
hard
cool.
up for recruitment that they're just taking anybody.
Yeah, dude. Ultron has taken over the world, and he needs your help.
There's Ultron bots everywhere.
I'm strapping on the Iron Man.
So there's a switch on the back. Turn it to the right.
One?
Here.
Hard switch on.
Right here?
Oh, okay.
There we go.
We're doing this.
We're doing it.
All right. Uh-oh. Do we have batteries?
No, it's booting.
It's booting.
Oh. Very intense.
Jarvis!
You got Jarvis up in this?
Yeah, no, Jarvis powers all the things.
Dude, what was that?
So it's level 12.
Is that Paul Bettany?
I actually turned it down. It can get loud.
Really?
Is
that Paul Bettany as Jarvis in the Playmation?
Yes, Jarvis. There's no actors in this
movie. Oh, okay. You're right. Excuse me.
You're right. Excuse me. Come on.
Excuse me.
These are the power activators.
Here, go ahead and sit down and get into
them. These are the power activators, so these are your enemies. So I'm going to turn one on.
Okay. Oh, shh. Oh, shit. You hear that?
This is already the coolest toy I've ever seen.
So you see the enemies like actually hook up automatically. And now check this out. Hold out your hand.
Yeah.
Tilt your wrist down so you can reveal. No, that's up.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Oh, there's a green laser that shoots out.
Yeah, use your thumb trigger to fire at the guys.
Oh.
Holy awesome.
Crap.
Okay.
Okay, hold, dude.
All right, that's cool.
So like a laser sight comes out of my
yeah, and I'm gonna show you some other attacks.
Okay.
So the other thing you can do is see that red button on the back. That's yeah. You get different abilities. I don't remember what ability I had. By the way, these aren't. They're on oil barrels right now, so they're just they won't fight back right now.
Sure.
So
okay.
But go
wait,
ahead
these
hold,
things
hold,
will fight back. If
oh yeah, hold it down. I have no idea what. Oh, so it was an EMP. So hold it down. Your EMP might not be charged up. So we'll give you another ability later because there's Gatling guns. There's like freeze rays that freeze the guys. And I'll show you one last attack.
Hold on a second.
Oh, careful.
I'm just tightening.
Freddy's nuts.
Almost dude, stop blew us away with
so the flex your ring. Flex your arm like Iron Man?
Yeah. Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
So we can get the so cool. Repulsor there.
And are they exploding?
Yeah, yeah. So check this out.
Okay. So there's spring loaded
oh,
on the top.
Oh, yes.
So he's
and the guys fly.
Dude. I see where this is going.
Okay. Wait, oh, and you have.
So if you're listening and not watching, Freddy has an Iron Man repulsor ray on his hand.
So here, actually, you know what?
He's gonna put Captain America on top of. This seems like I'm.
Dude, blast his ass, Freddy.
So now you can spar Captain America if you want to battle him. So pull. I always grab it with one hand.
Okay.
And pull back to fire the repulsor. You still gotta shoot it out your palm.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Blast his ass.
And so he'll be like, "Oh, you want to tussle, huh?" And so he'll start. Oh, dude, you gotta dodge! You gotta dodge!
Dante,
no, you're getting hit! You gotta get up and you have to jump around. Oh my God! Take cover! Just hide behind the chair.
Dodge this shit! You're hooked in.
Like, oh God!
Oh my God!
Oh no!
So now you can actually fire at him. You're shooting this guy. He's the guy who you need to fight.
Yeah.
You can't fight him when he's charging up. Oh, you got hit! So you can take cover, like literally take cover. Or you can dodge, like actually jump out of the way of things. I did not unlock the shields yet, because you also have shields where you can like...
Oh, you can go like this?
Yeah, but you don't have that yet, sorry.
Nice.
No.
Lasers? Are those missiles?
I think right now it's a shield throw.
I think the coolest thing so far, like, you don't need a, like, I don't mean this in a bad way, but like, you don't need a friend, like, you can just have somebody that will play with you.
No phone required, you can just go outside and play around.
Dude, that's so cool.
I love
cool.
it. Encouraging kids to just get their asses outside.
Go outside and
use their imagination.
Yeah, I'll do it for you.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm going to let true
dude,
season.
Logan, this is rad, man.
I can also like, press the gold button to switch enemies. So I just switched this guy. So like the idea was like
we wanted there to be lots of free play so you can change different enemies and
sure,
put different
yeah.
characters on.
Yeah.
So like I can even take...
this is insane.
This is so cool.
So this is Iron Skull, which is like Red Skull with Captain Iron Man's armor.
Ooh,
so I plug this guy in here.
Is that how it works in the universe? You just when you combine two things, you also combine their names together. Is that?
Ooh. I don't know. So here, why don't you do it? Get up, Dez. Get up, Dez.
All right. So Dez is now standing up in the room.
So,
Logan has bonked his head on our chandelier.
Yeah, so you activated the menu right now, so just back out by holding down this button. Yeah.
So just try to point your hand and fire at him.
Oh, you got a text message.
Oh, yeah,
you got a text message.
So now fire at Iron Skull. Point your wrist down. You want to be able to see the laser, right?
Yep.
Fire at him. Dude, you're going to have to dodge. Ready? Jump! Ready? Jump! Yeah!
Yeah! Oh, wow. We're just...
Dez. Playmation.
Dez is hopping.
So, anyways,
around.
this is what I was working on, in between podcasts.
Was this? This was your super secret project.
Yeah, this was the project we couldn't talk about.
Dez is.
So when he's green, you dodge.
Doing
oh,
a dive
nice.
Roll. And
so, dude, he ate it.
And he's
so
using
when they're
the
when they flash
blaster.
White, dodge. Ugh.
Watch the cameras.
He is taking shots here.
You gotta keep firing. Try using your EMP attack.
The red.
Hold that red button.
Oh.
So.
Ready? Jump! Jump out of the way!
What?
Yeah. So I was playing this while my girlfriend Sarah was not at home, and I almost rolled my ankle.
Is that something that you want to admit?
Well, yeah, I put them in between me, and then I start jumping between them.
So, you know what the most obnoxious?
This oh. Parents are gonna hate this.
Well, you know what the most obnoxious pairing would be in the
oh,
world?
Oh, you defeated this guy. He popped off.
You know what the world?
Good job, man.
You know what the most obnoxious pairing in the world would be is if you gave a kid this and a Fitbit to be like, so you can track how much exercise you're getting.
Well, that's kind of what we want to encourage, that exercise, right?
I get that, but then there's something about quantifying it. Anyway,
so we worked on that, and I, you know,
how long did this take? How long did this take?
You know, I say it like I dink around the corner. What I really do is I like, you know, we come up with ideas and then we try to build the idea as fast as possible. So like the idea is, I'm like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if so and so along with the rest of this team.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to show you one more thing.
Oh, okay.
So, I think Benji will like the next one.
I got a question really quick. When you say they can interact with each other, the two, like, bases, what exactly do you mean by that? Like, they can
are driven by this guy, right?
Okay.
So those bases coordinate with each other. They're assigned different enemies. So if you don't have that, we call them smart figures on there, they'll still take on different enemy roles. So they'll turn into dinosaurs and stuff, and they'll work together.
So it's a little bit like Skylander style. Like those figurines have some.
Yeah, they'll unlock
tech.
Content.
They have tech inside of them.
Like too. When you put Iron Skull. By the way, everything you saw is in the starter pack right now.
That's awesome.
So you can just get the starter pack. But the Iron Skull will unlock a Iron Skull submarine, and you'll get different environments and different missions.
Okay.
And like different arenas, like endless battle arenas.
How long is each mission?
Like 5 minutes, but this comes, I think, package of 25 according to the box.
Nice.
So the idea here is to try and get your finger on like where that mishmash of where imagination comes in as a kid and augmenting it by having stuff happen in the real world.
It's kind of like honoring imagination, which kids will do when they're when they're together, right?
It's
like improv, right? I got a sword in my
weird.
Hand. But you know, if you're by yourself or if you want something to honor that, like add a skill-based element to your imagination play, this introduces that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and for older kids, it's straight up like laser tag, too. So if we have two repulsor blasters, we can use our abilities and our gestures.
Laser tag.
You kind of do like gun foo, like from an equilibrium, essentially.
Really, I think so many toys are just trying to just match the equilibrium experience.
Absolutely. So this came out, and then actually last Friday, we released the Gamma Gear.
Which are essentially Hulk hands, it looks like, right?
Yeah, as far as I know. These are the first interactive Hulk hands that have, like, I guess, to use a gross term, gamified Hulk hands. Yeah. But essentially, Hulk hands that honor, like, what you're punching. You can do different ability, like, Hulk abilities.
No.
All that good stuff. And so I just reset them. I think I reset them. I guess we'll find out shortly. And I thought Benji would enjoy
Benji, give me a hand.
The first time experience where you, like, first put these on.
Awesome.
Yeah. I want
them now.
I'm, like, super jacked about them.
So throw those on your hands.
Okay. So Benji's putting his grips, his fists here into Hulk hands. Benji, what do you...
They've got really rad handles on the inside. I feel like I could beat some ass.
Benji wants to physically assault someone now.
So I'm just going to turn them on. I don't really know what's going to happen, so...
Okay. Okay.
There's a button in his right hand, right?
We got sounds coming through him. Pretty intense.
Avengers Initiative Protocol match. Welcome, recruit. My name is Jarvis, an artificial intelligence here to assist you. The Avengers need your help. Without it, Ultron and his evil army of bots will destroy all life on Earth.
Oh my god.
Make sure that you are holding the Gamma Gear so that you can grip the inside bars firmly and that the left hand is...
So this is like the tutorial, obviously.
Yeah.
Punch forward.
Oh. No way. No way. No way.
Pound your hands against your chest.
Gotta keep on doing it, man.
Oh man! You've shattered all the glass in this room. That was so cool.
So now you're hulking out, man.
All right.
Oh. They're designed to be punching the ground. That's what they're supposed to do. So the idea is like the repulsor is like your range thing if you want to do laser tag. This is like
melee.
When we built this, we were really intent on we wanted you to like punch the ground.
Yeah. Like hit things. And so let me ask you.
I want these.
Oh, so you can, it's like a proximity thing. So you slam, you ground pound it and based on where you are relative to
space. Yeah, yeah. Cool. So that was, you know, and like, yeah, so there. And the one thing I'd say is, there, like, you know, there's obviously like a big team that worked on all these things.
Sure, yeah, yeah. You're not the only person on that.
I'm just, I'm just one cog in a large.
You're just one dink in a log.
I'm one dink in a big, in a huge dink log.
Dink line.
Dude, that was rad.
So really quick, I want to keep talking about this. We're going to take a quick break here. Benji needs
Let's take a break. I need a break.
And Benji needs to let out some aggression here. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back with more about Logan and what's going on with the Disney Playmation. All right. We'll see you guys in one second. Hang on. Stick around.
Today's episode is brought to you by Loot Crate. If you don't know what Loot Crate is, they're a subscription box service for the pop culture nerd geek gamer in you. Once a month, they send you a box of 6 to 8 items of whatever that month's theme is. They theme out each Loot Crate once a month, so you have until the 19th at 9 p.m. each month to sign up and get that month's theme box. They've done things before for Marvel. They've done Hunger Games. They got a strategy box they've done. They did a video game high school Loot Crate box, which was pretty rad. We enjoyed that one, definitely. But what they're going to do is they're going to hook you up. And if you go to lootcrate.com/facerocker and use the promo code FACERocker, you get $3 off your subscription. It's an awesome deal. It's a perfect thing for Christmas. It's something that'll keep Christmas going all year long. You get one freaking sweet box to open once a month with all these new goodies. You can keep the spirit going all year long. So make sure you check them out. We appreciate them supporting the podcast. We hope you'll check them out and support them too. And hopefully you enjoy the rest of the show.
Welcome back, everybody. We are sitting down with longtime podcast fan favorite Logan Olson, who has joined us today to reveal what he actually does for a living. And what he does is make toys. And we're looking at the latest product from his team, or the team he works with, I guess. You don't own that team. You're just
heck no, no, no.
No, no.
I literally just like hang out in the corner.
Right, exactly. Which is Disney's Playmation. Powered by Disney, which is available now. And okay, so you said with the Hulk hands,
like, I just hulked up. It was sweet.
Yeah. So you said with Hulk hands, there's a lot of like you want kids to be punching stuff,
which obviously is like the antithetical to anything a parent would want.
Well, yeah.
Honestly.
How does What's the thought?
It was interesting doing like so like very
well.
Quickly,
at least Jarvis is telling me to punch the ground and not like another kid.
Bingo.
It's not like, hey, go punch Sally.
Dude,
yeah, it's
like, you should have saw the R&D for, like, what's safe to punch, like, things breaking and stuff. And, you know, eventually we're like, oh, like the ground.
Yeah.
That's like there's very few times you can't punch the ground.
That's true, yeah.
And so you saw, like, you know how you guys fought the power activators here?
Yep.
Yeah.
So the way you fight them with the gloves, like the Holy Grail would have been like, bash the power activators. But people were like, you can't do that.
Come
dude.
On, slow down.
Yeah. So you punch around the power activators.
Okay. It's like it's a force thing.
It's essentially like a boxing glove of area.
So is the next Manny Pacquiao going to start with this?
Boy, I hope so. It's like, no, like, so this is, I'm happy to have something to do with one of the interactive boxing toys. But the pinnacle, as we all know, is Fist of the North Star. Do you guys remember Fist of the North Star? it was literally like 6 tie pads around our arcade cabinet that would open up like Dance Dance Revolution.
One of the greatest.
Oh, man. I love Fist of the North Star. So, I mean, that's realistically who's going to make the next Manny Pacquiao. But if they say they had a Gamma Gear, I certainly wouldn't feel
you'd
that.
You pat yourself on your back.
Yeah. Cool. So that's what I've been up to for a while. What do you think, Benji?
Good for you, man. I was just saying, like, we were on the break. I'm honestly not even the biggest comic book guy or anything like that. To be honest, I could care less about, like, comics. And I know that's kind of crappy, and I apologize, but that was really, like having, like, someone coach me through a Hulk up, that was really sweet. I got really jacked up.
It's and also, that was really can I also make a note, Logan, how hilariously close to your thesis project this is?
I was just going to say, all I
pointed
think about
out
was Mega Juice.
The strange similarities between Captain Mega Juice.
So,
I was there for the Mega Juice show. That was incredible.
Did we talk about Mega Juice?
I don't know. And I had to give it. So I recently gave a talk. It's the talk where I was like, what do I do for a living? I dink around in the corner.
Yeah.
Is the same talk where I actually had to be like, so the way I got to Disney was with Captain Mega Juice, and I showed the video.
I'd like to just very quickly.
Can we play that, by the way?
Sure.
Do you have that video?
Yes, on YouTube.
On YouTube.
Okay.
Okay. I'll put it in right here. Right here. We'll put it in.
Across the stars, a battle rages.
An
I'm gonna need your help to stop it. Are you a bad enough dude to save the universe? Yeah! Then have some of this. Woo! Awesome! That's right. I'm gonna need all your party attention.
Attention, Mega Juice. Incoming Starfighters.
Thanks for the heads up, Power Mid. Time to battle with some. Drago Punch. Drago Punch. Drago Punch. Wrestle. Wrestle. Wrestle.
Whip of the Cobra.
I think we got ourselves some real guardians here.
You're finished this time, Mega Juice!
The Baron! Total downer of a dude!
I hate partying!
We need more guardians! Join me, Captain Mega Juice, and the Guardians of Rock, and let's do this!
So Captain Mega Juice was your senior thesis project?
No, it's when what got me my master's of Master of Fine
Arts.
Oh,
okay. That's right, you're an MFA.
Yeah.
Jesus
and as part of being an MFA, both Dez and Freddie worked on it.
We did.
Freddie did all the music, and Dez
right.
did the effects for the evil Baron,
oh,
who was a downer
right.
of the
evil
dude.
Baron.
He hated partying.
So not a fan of parties.
He had Frenzy in it too,
and then
right?
Brian Frenzy of 5 Second Films, or what's he got? Your guys would know him from being this Big Score,
the Law.
Big he's General
Score.
Big Score
you
on your.
Watch
you still watch the show,
score.
Haven't you, you asshole?
Big
General
Score.
Brian Frenzy as Captain Big Score in your video game show.
Big, so. Are you kidding?
Sorry, man.
Where did you get
one episode
from?
And you still
I'll have you
do
know
it?
I watched the whole first season.
Oh my god!
Well, thanks
Captain
for that.
Big
at least.
I will watch the second and third seasons.
Oh my god!
Oh sure.
Yeah.
And enjoy Brian. I hear Brian is a lot. It's fabulous.
He is good.
So
he's very good.
Oh my god.
He voiced the Baron.
To be fair, Big Score isn't that far off. So
yes, it is.
Yeah,
so
no, that's
Brian Frenzy of The Law and 5 Second Films and Deep Red Party Massacre was the other Captain Mega Juice. So me and Brian would tag out getting in a silver spandex unitard with an aerobics microphone, like a hands-free microphone, and just pump people up for half an hour to prove that we could use compulsion techniques taken from con men and prison camps and use them to make people party harder. And so that's how I got my MFA.
It was cool. It was fun. I remember
it was a
fun
project.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be fair, those are all evil things, but like when you make them about partying, it's totally okay.
Well, partying or exercise. And in this case, it's weird that you kind of are. Did you find any sort of overlap in designing this, or did you just sort of figure that out later? Like, oh, huh, it's kind of similar.
Yeah. Whenever you're like in R&D and you're building something, I mean, you guys know, like you use every single thing you've done before, and especially true if you're doing technical things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like if you're doing a lot of coding and a lot of technical development, you'll pull in everything from, you know, virtual reality to touch screens to how do I drive audio. Like there's three different speakers on here. When you're prototyping, turns out it's really hard to have three different sound sources going on at the same time from a standard computer, right? So even simple things like that, you end up just drawing from your bank of knowledge. So doing physical things like Captain Mega Juice, like that whole the whole cans thing, one of the big things with Captain Mega Juice was getting you amped up, right? Like, no matter how you're feeling before, by the end of it, we want you to be like, dude, I'm ready to rock.
Yeah.
Right.
And
so,
like, just shedding, like, worrying how you, like, see yourself or, like,
and so there's R&D there. And then also, we have a lot of creative writers and game designers who really focused on making sure that an audio only experience like this could get you into
could still
that
work.
Zone.
Yeah. Now, I think
be in the zone.
I'm gonna speak honestly here. I think Disney is making a massive oversight by not including your voice in any of these. I assume you're not a voice actor.
I'm not in any of this.
That's
as a voice.
That's
too bad.
That's a problem.
That is too bad.
I guess you're just gonna have to write a letter, strongly worded letter
to Mr. Disney.
When was the last time you wrote a letter?
Oh man, Never.
Like a handwritten letter? Yeah, like a handwritten letter. Like you got the stationery out and you're
But did you see the cool article today about Bic? Like Bic ballpoint pens and how it's like transforming writing?
No.
Because I guess BIC, Bic, right? I'm pronouncing it right. Like has
No, it's a Bic. It's a French company.
It is actually a French company. And like his big thing, apparently were ballpoint pens before
Bic.
And his big thing was realizing that he could get the cost down from like $17 to like 5 cents.
Yeah, that's right.
But they were saying like the amount of force you need to apply to a ballpoint pen to create ink is drastically different than a, which I'm sure you've used, a fountain pen.
Yeah, fountain pen, right?
Of course.
And so like when people talk about cursive handwriting, they're really like it was designed with the affordance of a fountain pen in mind.
Yeah, of course.
And so they're like ballpoint pens, we really need to invent a new handwriting style. Designed for really? Ballpoint, which was like that makes total sense
because like the function of it.
How they teach you how to hold a pen in school is designed for a fountain pen.
Yeah, not all that stuff
and leads to like wrist problems.
Yep.
So like now they're talking about
your bent finger and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And so now it's like this irony of Bic like pushing like we got to teach cursive and it's like yeah, but if you're gonna do that, you might want to design it for your pen.
Fascinating.
Because I did notice that like when I was using a fountain pen. That cursive was like, it was a different tactile experience.
It flows.
Like, oh, I get it. Yeah. Makes sense.
So, I have no idea how we got off on that. Oh,
we were talking about letter
handwritten
writing.
Letters. Yeah. You can always do a strongly worded email. I send emails all the time.
Write them a letter.
What is the strongest worded email you've ever received?
We don't need to talk about this.
Okay. Yeah, let's not go there.
No, but dude, I've been writing a lot of emails. So the other thing, I guess, in the like, what's going on in Logan's life?
Yeah.
You guys want to talk about that? So,
I do.
Helped out on a product that got released, and then the other big thing is getting married.
That's right, yep. Logan.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
gonna
planning going, man.
All the ladies out there. Sorry.
Yep, too bad.
Sorry, guys. Logan's only one lady in my life. So there's a lot of drama around the fact that my girlfriend's name is Sarah or fiance.
Fiance.
Is we got a lot of French in here tonight. Is her name's Sarah Laser? And they're like, you're telling me she's going to give up that badass last name Laser for boring ass Olsen? And I'm like, yeah.
She's not going to keep Laser?
She's going to put Laser as her middle name.
Okay.
That's cool. Yeah, so that's
Sarah like Laser Olsen.
But why can't you do a hyphen it?
Laser Olsen?
Laser Olsen?
That just sounds like a really lame superhero, though.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, right. Exactly.
So we're figuring that out, but we're gonna do our wedding in the middle of Las Vegas in the neon graveyard.
Fuck.
Really? Yeah, dude. Yeah, like the neon graveyard where they have like
I know exactly what you're. Yeah.
So we ran into you when we were in Vegas for our brother's tournament.
Kidding. Yeah, we were checking out the site.
We had some pancakes. We had a pancake brunch.
Yeah, we did have a pancake brunch.
We met for lunch, and every single person at the table ordered the same stack.
We
of
felt
flag
like
jacks.
An ass, honestly, because they're like, really, you guys couldn't just share one? You had to
a
all
server
order.
Yeah, was like, same. You all ordered pancakes.
But he was sort of smug. Fucker.
These pancakes. Were so good,
they were good.
So
I told
that
you.
It made the cook give up heroin.
Yeah.
Wait, sorry, back up.
Literally.
This is a whole story.
Literally.
That I'm missing here. What's going on?
So this lady, she was shooting up heroin.
The restaurant's called Eat in Las Vegas. It's a
and she was shooting up, and then she's like, I'm going to cook a pancake. And the pancake was so good, she broke her needle in half. And when I'm opening a restaurant and went down directly to the bank, got a loan, opened this restaurant. I assume that's how it happened. I have no idea, though.
In the course of about 2.5 hours.
Very similar.
2.5 hours. She went from rags to riches.
Yep. But I don't know. I don't even know where I got that story. Was it you, Benji? Like somebody was like, listen, she did heroin and then she.
We got it from the server.
It's
okay.
Did you hear about it's true. It didn't happen like immediately like that, but that woman beat her addiction with like cooking and then she decided, and that's who she employs at the restaurant are. Our former addicts, and that's how they
were great pancakes.
Oh, they were fantastic.
But the roasted potatoes were better, and I still came myself in the butt. I didn't get some of those
that
breakfast
bacon?
Potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Good
anyways.
God. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's funny. Pancake story. Matt has a pancake story. He's not here to tell it, but I'll relay it. There's a pancake
tell
place.
I'm going to steal Matt's
There's
pancake
a pancake place by USC, and Matt was there. And
Jackson
then,
Joe's?
Jackson Joe's.
Delicious.
And so there was a guy there who was just like looked like a cowboy-looking dude who like was having just a stack of pancakes and stopped. They pulled the server. He's like, I need to speak to the chef.
This was like 5 a.m, right?
Yeah, something like that. He's like, I need to speak to the chef. And the guy comes out. He's like, listen, I've been all up and down this coast. These are the best pancakes I've ever had. And they had a long conversation about pancakes.
John Steinbeck thing to say. I've been all up and down.
I'll say I've been to Jackson Joe a few times, and those are some damn good fucking
the
pancakes.
Totally LA, to delicious.
Yeah. Those
and
are
I've,
really
I've
good.
Always thought like, so I can't cook. I can't cook. Very well at all, but I always thought like,
oh please!
But I always think I'll put it this way, because like sous vide, like all the crazy hard stuff. I feel like this is too difficult. Like, what to me
be the easy one?
Well, just... no, but I'm saying, like, what's the, my, I always think about, like, what's the least effort you can put into something and get the most result out of. So, for example, I was thinking about, like, card counting. I'm like, you don't actually need to be a world-class gambler. You just need to be okay enough at card counting to get kicked out of one casino. Because then from that point on, when someone's like, oh, you want to go to, the Bellagio? You're like, nah, I can't. I can't actually step foot in there. I got kicked out for card counting once. And then you have the reputation of being a world-class gambler, even though you've only,
Can I tell you something?
Just to get to one point.
You could just tell people that. And then you don't have to go through all that trouble.
That's gross.
No, but it's not the same because it's even better if you're there. It's even better if you're there. You sit down and then like the pit boss comes by. It's better if the pit boss comes by and says, sir, you have to go. I'm just like, what was that? It's like, yeah, guys, I forgot.
I'm sort of a Vegas hotshot. Exactly. Really not
but cooking. But to bring it around to cooking and pancakes, I feel like you don't need to be a Michelin star chef. But if you get really good at breakfast foods, which feels attainable,
that's where I focus all my cooking energies. Though,
Freddie, I remember you telling me about having a friend's dad who was a short order cook in a previous life and how you guys were so blown away by how fast and easily he can make breakfast for you.
Am I completely
making this up?
I think you're making that up. Not true at all.
I had a friend
in high school who became a short order cook.
Oh, I could swear it was his dad. Maybe I like reinterpret it.
Okay.
So speaking of cooking,
You got to tell us, because when we were in Vegas and talking to you, you informed us that you were in the process of making cricket flour. What are you on now?
Did you make bug cookies? Logan was making bug cookies.
You were about to make something else, or you were about to switch to something else. You know, what are you on now?
I've hung up my my bug spurs for a while.
Explain what cricket flour is.
Cricket flour is flour made of dead crickets, and actually I was going to switch to mealworm flour.
That's what you told us. Mealworm, you're about to go and do it.
I'm going to give you guys an insight into my entrepreneurial
thoughts
regarding bug food.
You gonna start a worm farm?
I wanted to create a mealworm farm, and here's the problem.
Nobody wants to live next door to a mealworm farm.
Sarah put the kibosh on it. But all these insect food companies push. They're like, we're made of insects. Yeah. And like, dude, that's like saying Jell-O is made of like cow hooves. Don't say that.
Right.
You want to bury that leaf. Proteinismo or something.
Right. Exactly.
It's made of proteinismo.
In a rad package.
Yep. Yeah. Delicious Soylent.
Natural of proteins.
So the Soylent model, right?
Yeah.
Real quick, do you know who's over at Soylent right now?
Abe Shaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the head of creative or something.
It blew my mind. Just a classmate of ours. He's the head of creative at Soylent. I ran into him at like a thing at Comic-Con. I was like, whoa, how's it going? He's like, hey, man. Yeah, I'm at Soylent. I'm like, I never would have guessed that.
Very futuristic.
I just have to stop and hold up and say the class of students that were at your school are very much different than the ones at my school. Logan's making toys. You guys are starting a freaking company that makes videos all across the world. That guy's on Soylent. That is not the school I went to, guys. Kudos to USC and their admissions process. They obviously know what they're doing in that department, so good for them. So, I got to give a quick shout-out. That's badass.
At least the middle school, I guess. So, so I realized before I can do good cooking of insects, I just need to be a good cook. So I really devoted myself to like cooking. So I've spatchcocked a chicken a few weeks ago. I'm just spatchcocking chickens left and right.
Logan, you stop. Stop it with that dirty mouth.
You're dinking in corners and spatchcocking chickens.
Logan, what's the matter with you? it's where you cut the backbone out and splay it out.
Okay.
That's what a spatchcock
is. Got
it. And then I trust my first chicken last week, which is where you take like the needle and thread and like bind the chicken.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And then yesterday,
I
roasted my first Thanksgiving turkey.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, man.
What did you do? What did you do to roast it?
So here's the thing. It was coming over at Playmation HQ.
Did you brine it or dry
I really effed it up. Okay. So here's what I did.
You brine it? No, I fucked it.
No. I fucked it up real bad.
Straight up.
I said I only used the letter. So here's what happened.
Okay. Oh, boy.
On Friday, I got a fit of hubris.
Okay.
And on the Thanksgiving potluck sign up for Monday at the corporate headquarters, I'm like, I'll bring a whole turkey.
No way. You went straight tea?
Yeah, I went
full tea.
And I wrote on the thing, Logan, turkey, and in parentheses, first time. And then I come back an hour and already somebody's written, don't do it. And on Sunday, I'm like, I'm hanging out. It's like 1 p.m. I'm like, guys, I gotta go. I gotta roast a turkey.
Right.
So I leave. I go.
Whoa, was there So on Sunday, the day before, I take it there's been no brine or dry rub.
No. In fact, I was freaking out. I was calling my mom. I'm like, Mom, what the hell do I do? And so,
Mom, I have to bring a turkey into school
she's
tomorrow.
Like, Logan, here's what you do: roast a turkey, break it down, put it in a slow cooker, heat it up the next day. I'm like, Mom, that's a great idea.
Done deal.
Oh, interesting.
So okay. I use my slow cooker. It smells horrible. Something's wrong with the slow cooker.
Oh, no.
God, I gotta buy a new slow cooker. Go to Ralph's. I'm like, can I get a fresh turkey? And he's like, oh, yeah. Oh, man. There's so many fresh turkeys in the back. One second. He comes back. He hands me this. He's like, well, wait. We have all the weights. I'm like, 12 pounds, man. He's like, all right. Comes back. He's like, here it is. He hands it to me. And it hurts to hold. It's so cold.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you sure this is fresh and not frozen? He's like, definitely. I grab it. And I start punching it. I'm like, dude, this feels like a brick.
Yeah.
You're telling me this is fresh? She's like, look, it's this fresh on the side. And sure enough, like, a giant rose is fresh.
Yeah, there's a sticker.
As I'm punching this, I'm like, this feels frozen.
Did you just pull it out of a freezer, sir?
Yeah. And so I'm like, and he's like, dude, that's fresh. And I'm like, and I did the thing where I'm like, I guess I just have to trust this butcher.
He works here. He's got to know. He handles turkeys
all
day long.
All the time. I cut it open and literally ice falls out. And like, I'm like, and like, literally any crease in this turkey has been slicked over with its giant ice cube.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
I, by the way, I love the fact that this man lied to you to your face.
Multiple times.
As I'm punching it, I'm like, I swear, this feels frozen, dude.
Sir, this seems like it's
good
frozen.
Good on him. He was like, I already said it. I got to see this.
I'm sticking with it. Definitely not frozen. Turkeys are supposed to be this thick, sir.
Turkeys develop what's known as a light sheen.
Like,
you're actually misplacing its slight crusty patina.
So like, I've never made a turkey before. I'm like, oh my God.
So you have and a frozen so
I start
turkey.
Looking. It's like to thaw turkey, you got to thaw for days. I'm like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
And it's like, how about cold water? Do cold water. I'm like, I start this turkey at 10 at night. And
then it's 10 at night?
No, this is 3 p.m. I'm like, if I thaw this like in the fastest manner, I'll be ready to start at 10 p.m.
Oh, no.
So I find the websites that are like, so you have a frozen turkey, like, and it's amazing. Like they're so like
they're so condescending.
Like, they're like, just so you know, you've messed up.
Step one.
First,
don't do this again.
Like, if you thought of using your fun brine or dry rub, forget it. You've messed up.
It's too late for that.
So they're just condescending.
Good news. You can kind of make this turkey.
So I take it you're not roasting a turkey.
No, I roast that whole damn turkey, man. It took 6
there
hours.
Oh, nice.
It took 6 hours.
Real quick, because
no,
this
I
is...
did it. I freaking did it.
Wait,
I roasted
quick.
That shit, and it turned out good.
It's good?
I will argue. A little gamey. I was like, yeah. This turkey's a little different than most turkeys.
And you took it to work?
I took it to work.
Wait, back up.
You slow cooked a turkey? Oh man, I heated up.
Wait, sorry. I just want to back up. Because I think this is going to come out before Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there might be someone listening to this who
is coming out on Black Friday.
Oh, okay.
Right after Thanksgiving.
All
right.
So for those people.
So you've messed up and now it's
so
Friday.
So you messed up and it's Friday.
It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah. But for those people who might have used your advice, what is your advice to these people? Like, what is the method?
The internet,
what is the Logan Olsen
Google
slow
cook?
I got some advice for cookers, though. Okay. This isn't for but as a person who couldn't cook worth a damn. A year ago.
Okay.
Figured it out. Here's what you have to be okay with. You have to be okay with like having a bad meal at the end and throwing it out.
Yeah.
If you do that, like, dude, it's like, it, but you, you guys know this problem. Like, if you remember, like, when you made your first movie, you're like, this first screenplay. This
no,
movie,
I know exactly
it's
going to
be
saying.
Aces.
I know exactly
aces.
What you're saying.
Dude,
always.
It's going to suck.
Yeah.
The second
well, no,
one,
I've
it's
always...
going to be pretty bad too.
Yeah.
By number 10, it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
No, I did this thing where I was like, I'm going to learn how to do like, a bunch of like egg types, like over easy, over hard, like do a good scramble.
That's
like,
hard. Right? Eggs are hard.
So I bought like
cooking
36 practice. Eggs
yeah. And just kept going.
And I was just like, I don't care. I'm not going to feel bad about this. I'm
so by the end,
practice.
How were you?
I'm damn good at cooking eggs.
Yeah, it's practice.
All cooking is practice. Like you don't realize because you read recipes, you think it's going to be like a
magical,
analytical thing.
Yeah, no.
Nah, it's all feel. Like if you watch if you have a parent who cooks, like you watch them, they don't like look at the timer. They just kind of like poke it and stuff.
Yep.
And they're like, I just know. It's like, how do you know? It's like, hey,
I
you know.
Know.
Can't you tell?
Was
and I'm
it?
Like, no. God,
no,
I can't tell.
Tell
it's done. Like, how do you know?
Was it Chef's Table or Mind of a Chef where the chef spent like a year figuring out how to boil the yolk of an egg? Like he would put it into like a plastic tube and made like the most fantastic Eggs Benedict. He would like boil it. It was one of the most incredible
That's
things
awesome.
I've ever seen. He just said, he's like, I spent a year working on boiling yolks. To find the perfect temperature,
you
and
got,
I was like,
you
I was
put
like
in,
"Good for
you
that guy."
It's
like, thank God
anything
people
else,
like
man.
That out there.
Got to put in the time.
Yeah,
got to put in the time.
So yeah, prepped with all those chickens, and we had a disaster on our hands. But like, you get a feel for the bird. You're like, this bird, I feel you.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, remember when they put the hand against the Triceratops in Jurassic Park?
That's,
you put it.
Yes. Not,
you put your hand against the turkey, and you go,
sure.
You go, tell me.
Did you like?
And it goes, listen.
Did you feel a connection with your poultry, with your turkeys?
What,
like,
about it?
Yeah. Did you have a conversation? Did you feel like it, like, you know, treat it well? Did you say some nice things? Like, thank
you,
respect as you were.
Your bird? Do you know the Iowa? Yeah. You know the Iowa gambler's test?
No. What is that?
Where they stack a deck and they leave a deck random, and people after a few cards, they're just like, something's weird about this deck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just know. That's it with this turkey. You just
know.
Smell it. Just know.
That's disgusting.
That's so gross.
You feel it, taste it, smell it. You gotta use all your senses when you're cooking, man. Mm. All your senses.
We're not cooking for Thanksgiving this year. We did it last year and we hosted and we're over it. No, it was fun. It's just a lot of work.
Yeah,
it's too much work. We're taking the year off.
Yeah, man. Sarah was pissed, dude. It was by the time that turkey was done, it was 10 p.m. Because I was like, listen, I'm taking this whole turkey into work, but we get a breast. Like,
don't worry, honey. I'll be bringing home the breast.
Yeah. And so, like, 10 p.m. at night, she's like, dude, like, we're eating at 10 at night. I'm like, I'm sorry, baby.
I had to feel this turkey.
You guys,
this turkey told me it needed to wait until 10 p.m.
Are you guys going to partake in the Black Friday insanity?
Oh, hell no.
Hey,
no.
Guys, please buy a Playmation.
Is there a Black Friday deal on Playmation?
I'm sure, maybe somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Listen,
what does Playmation go for?
Local retailer.
Any retailer, like your Targets and Toys R Us?
You know, yep. I've seen it, like, MSRP's 119.
Yeah.
But you can, like, when you walk into a retailer, it can be anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, on Amazon.com.
Amazon right now is it's under 100 right now. On Amazon.
It's definitely cheaper on Amazon. When
it's
I was
like,
looking
it's
today.
Like, there you go. Yep. I want to say it's 80.
Yep. The Amazon starter pack was around, I think it was 79. It was either $69.99 or $79.99.
I'm curious.
Toys R Us was $119. So.
I don't know what the economics are on stuff like this. That's not my wheelhouse. But I'm curious. Like, we got, this sounds like it's going to toot my own horn. We got number 4 on Times, Toys of the whatever.
The millennium.
Toys of the year?
Is that
like,
big?
Like
the
millennium?
That sounds
like
big.
Or not Toys of the Year, like the next big...
Whatever. Like, they clearly were doing their top 10 for Christmas.
Okay, yeah. So what were the top 3? Where were you?
We were 4.
You're 4, I know.
So we do not get a medal.
No,
we do not stand on the podium.
No, you get the ribbon.
You get the honorable mention. Assholes ahead
we get the certificates.
What were you behind?
Yeah, who did you beat?
Wiggly.
Who did you beat and who beat you?
I don't know. I quick scanned it. The Toy Talk Barbie was ahead of us, which is the Barbie that's like Wi-Fi connected. That it's like essentially Barbie Siri.
Yeah.
The Sphero,
BB-8
was ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
The third one,
cool toy,
escapes my mind. I'm sorry, whoever number 3 was.
Dude, that's pretty rad, man. Congrats, that's kick ass.
That's huge. Right.
There's a
that's
whole great. Lot of toys in this world. Of
how long did it take to develop something like this? People? Rough number.
You know,
we're talking not months. We're talking years, right?
Well, the original brainstorms when we were back at Imagineering were. Or years ago.
Years ago. Yeah.
But back then, it was really like, what's this going
to
be? Like,
you're trying to figure out what it is.
Most of our brainstorms, it's like, what is this?
Yeah.
And you know, after a long time brainstorming, like, we identified, like, the high level of this. And really, honestly, I haven't touched this thing for
So
for
you
the,
kind
for
of had the idea of where you wanted to go that led to this, or was it more?
It's always a team effort, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so with the team effort, like, people prototype, they brainstorm with, you know, it's like developing a video game, but with a lot more hardware.
Mm-hmm.
You build these prototypes, and then you, like, you know what? People say I dink around in the corner, but they also say, like, the other term we've called is a fun finder.
Yeah.
So we just try to find the fun. And then it's up to a team of far more capable individuals to turn it into a real product. And then the big thing with this one that I think everybody's kind of like, what? Was it's like building all this content for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's one thing if this was a interactive toy where everything was built onto it, like Tickle Me Elmo or Furby.
Sure, yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the fact that, like, there's live content updates means, like, you can go to your app, you get a new smart figure, you can download new content. Really? And so, like, you always have that team building new stuff for this platform.
So still actively developing.
Yeah, so it's like DLC almost, right? It's like
there is DLC for this.
Dude, that's cool.
Straight up.
Interesting.
So, like, if you get a Gamma Gear Gauntlets or you get your Pulsar Blaster, like, if you do all your different missions, you go to the different environments, then you download new ones or you get more smart figures and get more content.
Dude, that's rad.
Well, hey,
congratulations, buddy.
Thank you very much for coming by and showing us Playmation.
Thanks for having me. And is it... you can cut this out if it's not public knowledge. Is it public knowledge that this is ending in three episodes?
They know. Everyone knows.
We haven't exactly said it. We've been slowly...
We've been dancing around the
dancing
idea.
Dancing around the
well,
truth.
I guess we've just laid it out.
I mean, there it is.
This but it's happening. We're pretty soon coming to a close.
You got to come back for some of the final ones.
Are you guys
here
wrapping up like podcasts all over the place or just this podcast?
This one specifically.
This one
we're still figuring out.
Face
we're
Rocker
still figuring
podcast.
Out what.
Look. We're starting to repeat ourselves at this point, and we've got a lot of really big projects going on,
yeah.
And we're finding it increasingly difficult to all get together in a room at the same time just to hang out, which really sucks, you know, but, it's, you know, we haven't even had you around for a year now.
Yeah.
So we figure it's best to hang it up for a bit. Yeah, so this is episode 97. We thought it'd be fun to hit 100 before we call it quits. Yep.
You're gonna come by for number 100?
If you guys want to have me here,
well,
I was pitching.
That was been the plan. We
Freddie, I don't know if you're down
you
for this, but I was pitching. We do it old school style back at Freddie's place. Order a pizza.
Hunter Street?
A case of beer. No, not Hunter Street.
Jesus. I was like, Jesus.
That's dope.
That's like with all the bros.
The first cast.
Don't worry, I'll beep that one.
You're doing the cut of like where
you have to cut. You cannot say where we live again. Jesus, Logan.
Just bleep it. Just bleep it.
Sure, fine. Thanks.
But yeah, you got to come back for the last one.
Come back for the last one. We'll have Logan back here. Again, Logan, thank you for stopping by. Thanks
but
for
it's going to be one of those things where I just saunter in for like a second, like with like a
and
roast
just chew
or something.
A bunch of pizza.
Logan, where can the folks find you on the internet?
J. Logan Olson at Twitter. But you know what? I'm not important, guys. What's important is you spend some money on this. Just
go ahead. Pick up your PlayStation
starter pack. You got a niece, a nephew, grandpa. Everybody loves it.
Benji, where
you
at?
You hook. I'm at Benji underscore Dolly, but I mean that you sold like just playing with that for 10 seconds sold me.
Yeah,
like,
I got honestly, cousins that I need that to get sweet. Gifts for, so,
and I'm not just saying
I
that to
I know,
blow smoke
I think I know what
ass.
To do. I think
that
I know what cool. to do. You can find me F Wong.
I'm
on
at
Twitter.
Des Dolly on Twitter.
So thank you everybody. Thanks for stopping by. Thank you again, Logan, for joining us this fine evening. Thank you, Benji, Mixmaster producer, and Darnell, manning the cameras back there.
Man behind the cameras.
Thanks,
Darnell.
Today.
Thanks, Darnell.
So, yeah, we'll see you folks later.
Thanks again, buddy.
Thanks very much. Thanks again, Logan.
Congratulations.
Nice seeing you guys.
Later.